Just a minute.
I wonder how it could be. I know he said that he was going to be out for a while shopping, so can't be my boy. Oh, hi there, sweetheart. Oh, it's so nice to see you. Look at you. You've grown so much. Happy holidays. Oh, come here. Give me a hug. Oh, how's college treating you, huh? I have to stop by and visit your mom soon. It's been a while, but you know how it is over the holidays. The kids come home, and there's all that running around and planning for Christmas parties and finishing up the end of your work. And anyway, why don't you come in, sweetie? It's pretty cold out here. I don't want to bore you half to death in the doorway. I'd rather do that where it's a little bit warmer. Oh, come in, come in. You've just missed my son. He stepped out about an hour ago, but he did leave me a gift to give you. Yeah, it's just over there on the table. Feel free to grab it. And if that's for him, you can just leave it over there. A little trade-off. I'll let him know when he comes. I'll let him know when he comes back. I must say, you've gotten very, very handsome over these last few years. Don't get shy with me. I'm sure you're going around stealing all the girls' hearts at school. Just make sure you're treating them well with all of the fun that you're having. It's not easy to get over a heartbreaker, especially one as alluring as you. Oh, did you want a drink? I mean, if you hang out for a little while, you might be able to catch him. He said he was just going over to the mall to use some of his Christmas gift cards and maybe do some exchanges. You can have a seat over on the couch. I can pour you something warm, or maybe something with a little bit of a kick. How old are you now? Like 24? You can have a drink, can't you? Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's the holidays, and anyway, with it getting dark so early, who cares that it's 4 p.m.? Might as well be 7. How about I get you some eggnog, and I'll put a little shot of whiskey in it. I'll have one, too. It's the least I can do. I totally forgot to get you a gift this year, darling. You'll have to forgive me. You're such a sweet boy. Although, I'm sure I could think of something to send you home with. Ah, yes, aside from the drink. Let me just go get that for you, darling. I'll be right back. There you go. One for you. And this one's for me. I'm just gonna sit here on the couch across from you. That's pretty cozy over by the fireplace, huh? See all those photos we have there on the mantle? You're in a couple of them. So, how's school been? On the subject of those heartbreakers, have you got anyone special waiting for you? Back at the dorms? On the subject of those heartbreakers, have you got anyone special waiting for you back at university? Really? Why not? Trying to focus on your studies. Is that it? Not really. Well, then what is it, babe? You know, these are what they like to call the best years of your life. You're young. You're very attractive. And you're at a really good school with tons of other intelligent and fun people. You should make the best of it, you know? So what's stopping you from dating? If you don't mind me asking. Since you say it's not so much wanting to stay focused. That gives me the impression that you are open to some distractions. You haven't been able to find a worthy distraction. Ah, I see. Can't find your type of girl at school? Is that it? Well, tell me, baby. What is your type? More mature women. I see. Maybe the motherly kind? Yeah. Maybe even your best friend's mother kind? Don't play coy with me. I see how you're looking at my breasts. I see the way your mouth lingers a little too long on my lips. And my cleavage. And my legs in this pencil skirt. You see, the thing is, do you mind if I get a little closer? I'd like to tell you a secret. You're so cute. When you try to be slick with me, but you're not subtle. And the thing is, I knew you'd be coming. Yeah. My son told me that you'd be stopping by to get your gift. Do you want to know another secret? I do have a present for you. I think I'm the one really getting the treat. Seeing the way your nails are buried into your thighs as you clench your pants. You're so tense. I can see the goosebumps rising on the back of your neck. The closer I get to your ear, I like that little moan. Listen, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about this with you for just as long as you have. What was that sound? I've noticed you. Ever since the Christmas party a few years back. When you walked in on me, changing out of my
Santa outfit. I saw the way you lingered in the doorway for a moment way too long. Enough to see the hunger in your eyes. And for a moment, as you started to close the door and back away, I contemplated telling you to come in. And ever since that night, whenever I'm up late and my body is urging me to touch it, to pleasure myself selfishly, taking and giving what I want, I think about you. I think about you taking from me and giving me exactly what I want. And right now, since it's just you and me drinking this spiked eggnog by the fire, I want to tell you exactly what I want to give you for Christmas. Since you've been such a good boy all these years. Is it okay if I kiss you here? Kiss your ears. Slowly run my hands down your thighs. Over these anxious hands. Kiss your ears. Down your neck. While I put my hand over yours. Interlace their fingers. Oh, you're such a good boy. What's that, baby? You wanted me longer? Longer than that Christmas party? Since even before that? You're cute. You're such a cute, sweet boy. Is it okay if I run my hands up your inner thighs so I can start giving you your Christmas gift? Up, up, up. To your pants button. I'm just gonna undo. I'm gonna have to get off of the couch. I know you want me close, baby. That was such a cute little whine. But I can't suck your cock from here. Your Christmas gift is my lips worshipping, licking, sucking that cock of yours, letting you fuck my mouth. That's right, baby. be the best blowjob you've ever had.
So, do you mind holding my drink? I hope the whiskey hasn't made it hard for you to, Oh, never mind. Seems it's just gotten you hard. I'm just gonna settle down right here. Between your legs. I'm gonna unzip your pants all the way. Oh, rub this hot, hard bulge with my palm. Pull your underwear down. Ah, God, look at that cock. Baby, you smell so good. Oh, I have to taste you. Do you like all those kisses? Kissing the tip of your cock. My soft, full lips. I'm running my tongue down the side. Running my tongue up and down. Your shaft. God, baby. Oh, your cock tastes and smells so good. I just love sucking the shaft. The underside. Your ball. Oh, look at all this pre-erlinking. I'm just gonna suck it. Suck the head in my mouth a little. That's so good. And do you mind if I start taking you in my mouth? Are you ready? Good boy. Does it feel good? Does it feel good when I just suck the head like that? Just the tip in my mouth. God. I'm getting your cock covered in spit and pee. Oh, I love teasing you. Oh, you're taking it so good. I bet you can come just for me sucking the tip, huh? You like it when I lick the underside like that? Swirl my tongue around it. Oh, baby. I'm gonna leave my jaw slack. And I want you to fuck my mouth and throat until you come. Okay? I want you to come deep in the back of my throat. I'm gonna swallow you all. I'm gonna swallow your load. Oh, you're fucking my throat so good. Getting close. Are you gonna come? Okay. Oh, fuck my throat until you come. A really big load. But so good. Let me clean this cock of yours. This gorgeous thick cock. So creamy now from all that delicious cum. Kiss for your cockhead for being such a good boy. Well, Merry Christmas, baby. Maybe next year I'll let you fuck my ass or come in my pussy. I mean, we don't have to wait until next year. My son won't be back for a while. I also sent him on an errand or two. I can always hold you. Give you kisses. And rub this soft cock until he's ready to get hard again. Maybe then I can get a head start on gifting for next year. Hmm.